As we turn to the scriptures this morning, let us pray. God of hope, we come to your scriptures and ask you to give us a word of hope and peace. May we hear you speak to us in this very moment. Amen. Our first scripture reading comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 and 29, which may be found on page 12 in the New Testament in the Pew Bibles. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Our second scripture reading comes from the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verses 13 and 14, which may be found on pages 204 and 205 in the New Testament in the Pew Bibles. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about those who have died, so that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have died. The word of the Lord.
One of the great privileges that I have in my career is that I'm invited to share in with families in one of the most holy moments that they can have. Of course, that most holy of moments that they have is the ones when they say goodbye to their loved ones, when they say goodbye to their friends. We are invited in to share with them as well as a congregation, as people who are loved by God, because not only do we gather today to celebrate those loved ones, but we gather every time there is a passing to celebrate those loved ones. We gather to celebrate the hope we have in Jesus Christ, both then and now, and that is a great hope that we have. In those moments when we are preparing to say goodbye to these friends and loved ones, there is an interesting thing that goes on in the midst of these families. Sometimes there's a difference in the families themselves, and sometimes there's a difference between different families as they approach this time of saying goodbye and celebration. There's a group of family members that seems to know exactly where their loved one is, and then there's a group of family members that isn't quite sure. And it's interesting, as we support and love people no matter what their beliefs are in those moments, it's interesting to watch and to see them process this moment in their lives. As they say goodbye and remember their loved ones, there's this group that is sad but has hope. And then there are these friends and family members that are sad and seem to be confused. It isn't a lack of hope, more a confusion of what comes next. And this confusion that we have in moments of our lives, especially in moments of grief, is one that isn't just something that we experience in our world today. There has been confusion about these things for a very long time. And different groups of people have come up with different senses of certainty and different senses of hope about what happens in these moments. Now, this conversation that we have amongst ourselves, or perhaps with other people in other parts of our lives, about what actually happens to our loved ones and to our friends when they are no longer with us, is also a conversation that Jesus was having with his disciples and the religious people of his day. Sort of lost in the pages of history that come between then and now is this conversation that was alive and well at the time of Jesus. Because within the Jewish community, and we need to be mindful that Jesus was a Jewish leader at the time, he went by the term rabbi, which means teacher. He didn't go by pastor. That's an English word that would come much, much later. But as a rabbi, he was being asked constantly questions of theological interest and theological sophistication. And in particular, there's this conversation amongst the Jewish leaders about, was there an afterlife? Was there life beyond this one that we have? And Jesus is confronted with that question, both directly and indirectly, throughout his entire earthly ministry. Now, the Jewish leaders of the day were not just in these two groups, but were mainly in these two groups. They were the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And the Pharisees and the Sadducees are the groups of leaders that keep showing up throughout the pages of the Gospels. They're often lifted up as foibles to Jesus, when in reality, they were just good people trying to do good things for the people of Israel. And in particular moments, Jesus would find himself perhaps more in agreement with one of the groups than the other, but in the next moment, he'd be challenging the other group that he was seemingly in agreement with just a moment ago. But there's a few times where Jesus comes clearly to identification with one of the views, one of the beliefs that one of the groups had. And it's in this moment, this question that Jesus is looking at, the answer that he gives, where he declares once and for all, in the midst of what we find in the Gospel of Matthew, that Jesus believes that there is life after death. Now, it wasn't a sure thing that he would have found himself aligned with this, because the Sadducees were the group that didn't believe in a life after death. They thought that when you died, that was it, and you were just done. The Pharisees were the religious leaders of the day that did believe in the resurrection, did believe that there was a life to come. And Jesus, not to identify one-to-one with the Pharisees in all things, but in this thing, believed and shares with us there is a great hope of life after death. In this particular interaction, the disciples are talking with Jesus, and he comes to this moment where he offers them this insight that comes to us today, where Jesus promises to give rest for our souls. If there wasn't a life after death, there would be no rest for the souls. And so Jesus offers this remembrance, Jesus offers this reminder that he believed that there was indeed great hope for a life after death. Now, we also know that this particular teacher, Jesus, would go on to show us that death did not have the final answer, even in his own life. He would go on in the few weeks or months that would follow this interaction to die himself and be raised from the dead, showing God's ultimate defeat of death in this life, and that the God who loves us, the God of Jesus, the Father of Jesus, was the one who would bring about eternal life for all people. And so it is with proper confidence, knowing that we are loved and led by the Jesus who was raised from the dead, that we can cling to the hope that when we say goodbye to our loved ones, when we say goodbye to our friends and family, that we are only saying a temporary goodbye, and that we will see them one day, that we will be reunited with all those who have gone before us. And that is the gift of hope that God gives to us, and that is the gift of resurrection to eternal life that we celebrate today and every time when we gather, and every time when we gather to celebrate these loved ones. So it is with the clarity of hope that Jesus gives to us that we can grieve and we can say goodbye, knowing that we will be one day reunited with all those who have gone before us. The Apostle Paul would later echo these sentiments, picking up where Jesus taught. Paul was a Pharisee before he became the Paul that we know, and he claimed to that same hope that we are indeed called to mourn those who have gone before us, because loss is real. Loss of this life is something that is painful. But Paul reminds us to do so as people who have hope, that death does not have the final say. So perhaps this is a word of encouragement that you needed from Jesus and Paul today that is going to resonate with you on this day and go forward. Maybe perhaps it'll stick with you in a way that the next time you encounter loss in your life, loss of a loved one or a friend, you will be able to cling to that hope in that moment. Maybe you'll be the one who can remind your friend and family with grace and love in the moments of loss that death doesn't have the final say. But whatever it is, and however God speaks to us, let us cling deeply to the hope that we have in Jesus Christ, that death does not have the final say, and that God has defeated death, and that one day we will see all those who have gone before us. Amen.